I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
David Lightman listens to on the treadmill. Stacey Ann Ferguson, Fergie's 51 years old. That's very funny. It's just too much. By the way, I didn't know this. Did you know this, Matt, that AZ Fudd and Alex Caravan have the same exact birthday? November 11th of 02. It's actually, Max was born on November 11th as well. What a great day. David Lightman, National Journal. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
My birthday's in December, so I don't...
December's a good month for a birthday, although you might have got clipped by the holidays, right? So you didn't get as many good gifts.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that I was always the youngest at school.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In those days, right.
I flunked kindergarten, so I'm a September guy, but I ended up being older than everybody because I struggled early. bloomed soon after. We had this early morning vote in the Senate to fund, it seems, everything but ICE and some deportation stuff. The questions now for today are, you know, the House is convening today. Is the House going to take it up? And if they pass it, is the president going to sign it?
Yes and yes. The only question is when. Will it be today? Will it be tomorrow? But yeah, this is going to go through. There'll be a lot of noise. The conservatives are going to scream that there needs to be more money for immigration, and the liberals are going to scream that didn't get all the reforms that they want. But yeah, in the end, they will, because the sight of these lines at airports day after day, even though it may not be affecting Bradley, for example, or your local airport, it's politically toxic. It's a message to people that, hey, maybe these people in Washington don't know what they're doing. They're disorganized. And they've got to fix this before they go home. And they will.
Okay.
And Trump will sign.
And then they'll take on the ICE stuff under separate cover? Because, you know, Mark Wayne Mullen's coming in, and even he said maybe we will do judicial warrants and stuff. Like, I don't know what the deal's going to be. Is there going to be a second bargain on that?
Yeah. Congress will leave for 2 weeks. We'll be back in mid-April. And what you're going to hear is this process. It's called reconciliation, where you only need 51 Senate votes instead of 60, which means Republicans pretty much can control things. The problem with that process is you have to pay for it. Okay, you can't just do whatever you want. So, well, there's pretty good consensus among Republicans on more money for ICE, more money for the Border Patrol, et cetera, and very little support for all these reforms Democrats want. They got to figure out a way to pay for it. And that means cutting spending, because they're not going to raise taxes. And I think that's going to be the stumbling block. But that legislation, you're going to hear about that starting in mid-April and probably going all through the summer.
Got it. We're talking with David Lightman from National Journal here on Brian and Company. I guess a fundamental question for the average person listening to this show, based on if you follow the news or try to, are the United States and Iran actually negotiating?
You know, every reporter in this town is trying to figure that out. You know, it's just, we're getting whipsawed with claims and counterclaims. The feeling you get is, yes, somebody is out there negotiating. Who is it in Pakistan? Is it Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner? Is it Secretary of State Rubio? No one quite knows. I mean, every day there's a different scenario. So we think there is, and the best piece of evidence is that the president agreed to delay by 10 days his potential strike on Iran's energy apparatus. But you just don't know with this administration. And I don't mean that critically, but...
The whole infrastructure, I mean, everyone's so ripping mad at Israel for attacking that gas facility, because then they went out and attacked Qatar's gas facility, and those are different, right? You do infrastructure, you're not only, it's not about closing the Strait of Hormuz, which can open and ships can move. these facilities are expensive and take a long time to build, let alone fix. And you talk about affordability and prices and so on and so forth. You attack infrastructure, prices are going to be elevated for a long, long time. And I felt that maybe this whole thing, the 5-day pause, was just to allay the fears of the market. And now it feels like there's a cry wolf here, because I don't really – is it really – is the pause for 10 days a sign that there's progress, or is it just more fear that the market's going to get worse?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or fear that there's been no strategy here. There's been no planning. They're sort of taking it as they go. And somebody woke up and said, gee, as you just said, prices are going to go crazy. Supplies are going to be threatened. You know, you can't just go in there and bomb away. You got to think this through. And we wonder, as reporters, is that happening now? We don't know, because, again, with this administration, it's very difficult to get solid information, if, in fact, there is solid information to be had. As you see, though, the price of oil particularly is so – it's driven by supply, of course, but it's also driven by psychology. I mean, look at the ups and downs. I haven't looked this morning, but
– It's up again.
Again,
I mean, that's what's interesting is that when the president said the 5-day pause, everything popped. And he said the 10-day pause, it didn't pop because maybe there's concern that it's not, because stocks are down again, oil's up, Brent's over 110, and West Texas crude is back over 96, headed toward 97. So, I mean, you talk to these folks every day, you know, we're not quite at $4 gas, but the increase over a month's time is pretty stunning. I mean, both parties have to be concerned about this, even if at this point it's not long-term, but it's certainly not short-term anymore.
No, and both parties know that this is a political killer, just as it was back in the 70s, just as it was back in the 2008-2009, and for that matter, 2022, after Russia invaded Ukraine and gas spiked to $4. But there's something different here, and it all has to do with not just the war, but the TSA, and that is that government is out of control. And when that happens, the last time I can remember it happening on a large scale was 1980. When people feel government is out of control, that they don't have a handle on things, they vote against the incumbents, Democrat or Republican. And I could see that coming. I mean, there's some interesting races among Democrats that we should be watching. Colorado, for example, there's a congresswoman in trouble. There's some others here and there. People rebel against incumbents, and that's where all this fits politically.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's early still, the narrative thing. I mean, look where we were 6 weeks ago compared to today. Like, who knows where we'll be in September and October? Like, I've learned not to prognosticate too much, but, I mean, as it stands now, that's definitely true. Anything else going on? Anything else on the McClatchy? Anything else you're writing about or covering that you want people to know about?
Well, economics, everything we talked about. Let me throw one other scenario at you, because you raise a good point that everything is so fleeting, right? So let's say 6 weeks from now, the war is over. Oil drops back to $70, $80 a barrel. Donald Trump proclaims himself, I won the war. I took on Iran. I toppled the evil regime. Gas prices are back to where they were. Inflation is stable. All of a sudden, we're talking about a different kind of politics, right?
Yeah.
Boy, who the heck knows? I think, again, Congress is gone for 2 weeks for Easter and Passover. Hopefully things will calm down for a while. But I've never seen such an unpredictable scenario, not even in the late 70s when I covered economics and things like that. Hmm. It's amazing.
Well, that's saying something. Good start by your Orioles. So you got that going for you.
Boy, nice day, too, yesterday.
Yeah.
80 degrees and Trevor Rogers, 7 scoreless innings.
Yeah, they're undefeated. Better enjoy it now because it's not going to last. David, have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
You too. Talk to you next week.
All right, David Lightman, National Journal, joining us here on Bryan & Company.
The The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.